They were as good as doctors, really.
What'd they call them?
Midwife. Mm-hmm. And she sent for Mrs. and she came. I was born Sunday afternoon.
Where did you keep grain?
All he had was corn. All he had, he kept it in the corn crib.
Do you know what you would call a building that you store grain in?
Well, I think we called it a crib, but if you store something like wheat or small grain like that, I believe, I think they call it a granary. I don't think he kept wheat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about hay? Say, if there was too much hay to put in the barn, you'd keep it outside in a...
And cover it over. Put up in big shocks. You have three or four poles and tie them together up at the top and the stack of hay all on that so that the air could go through. It wouldn't be solid, you see. So the air could go through and under there and cure that hay out good. It was just a haystack. And then it would cover it over so there couldn't any rain get in it.
Any other...
Well, now, whenever you rake it up in the field and shock it up into little mounds so it can be hauled to the barn, you call them shocks.
Uh-huh.
I've done that lots of times. I help rake hay. Yeah.
Okay, what about places that, any special places for keeping cows? Or special places for, say, shelters for them to come in under when it's raining?
Just that one at the barn.
Okay. What about a small fenced-in place that you might, where you keep cows overnight and milk them?
Well, around what we call the barn lot.
Around
the barn. A lot fenced in around the barn where all the horses and cattle stay at night. That is, if you want them to stay at night. Of course, they had pastures. They didn't have to stay in there. They could go to their pastures.
Mm-hmm.
But if they wanted in there, they could get in there.
Okay. What about the hogs?
He raised lots of hogs. They were over there in that field. He had houses across the road over there. He had hog houses for them. He raised lots of sows and pigs. And he kept a boar. Most all the time he had a big old boar.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept a bull. One time this old bull got after Mama. And she was here by herself. And he had jumped out of the fence and got after her. And she ran and climbed a tree down there at the spring. And she had to stay up in that tree about an hour before anybody came along. And she was afraid to come down. And he was down there bellowing and butting that tree. And... finally, one of the farmers that lived over there in that house, at that time, Papa had three houses where the farmers lived, and at that time, and so he came along, and Mama told him go up to the barn and get the pitchfork and drive that old bull away, and so he did. When we were living over that other place, I was too young to go to school. The children were coming into the field, and there were cows in there, but this old bull had, Papa always had a bull. He jumped out of where he was supposed to be and was in there with the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting for him at home in the yard, and I saw that old bull get after those girls, my two sisters. And, you know, if you've ever watched them, you know how they do. They will... They'll run after you just like you're going to butt you to pieces, and then they'll stop and paw and beller and paw and beller. Well, see, they can get ahead of him while he was doing that. And all the way across that 10-acre field, that's what they were doing. Hello, this is Sina. No, he'll be here tonight, but he and...